Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11:24. Always like to be in this passage of Scripture when we're going to partake of the Lord's table. Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, this evening, we ask that you bless our hearing. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to teach us of yourself. Lord, we're here to do that which you've commanded us to do, and that in remembrance of you. Bless the preaching and the hearing. Bless this word. Bless it to our heart, to our understanding, for Christ's sake. Amen. In the words of our Lord in 1 Corinthians 11:24, it says, when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." And this is the part that I want us to look at especially. "This do in remembrance of me." Now, we come tonight for the purpose of remembering the Lord. And I began to think this afternoon on that word, remember. And I wanted to go and find where is the first place in the Scriptures that the word remember or remembered is found. Where is the first place? It's found in Genesis chapter 8. I want you to turn with me there. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Genesis 8, 1. And this is what Scripture says. First place, that word remembered. "And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged." God remembered Noah. That's first place. That's the first time it's mentioned. Someone was remembered in the Scripture. That act of Almighty God was an act of absolute grace. By the grace of Almighty God, God had looked and he saw that of all men, all women, all mankind, that every thought of the imagination of the heart of men was evil. Evil. And he said, "I'm going to destroy mankind." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what Scripture says. While the whole race of mankind, except for Noah and his family, was driven into the land of forgetfulness, mercy was returned to mankind because Almighty God loved the order of men. That's what John 3:16 says. "For God so loved the world." God loved the order of man. And he was not going to destroy it. Noah found grace in God's sight. God remembered mercy in wrath. Job 14:13 says, "Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath is past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me." Now you stop and think. Almighty God, in His mercy and compassion and grace, has remembered a people. I'm convinced a people that's found here tonight. He's remembered. This was an act, secondly, of God's power. Scripture says that He commanded. God made a wind pass over the earth and the waters were put back. Power of Almighty God. Wrath had been poured out on that ark, Noah, and his family and the animals were in that because God remembered Noah, remembered that everlasting covenant. Months had gone by since that rain had fallen and Noah was in that ark. I don't doubt for one second that Noah wondered, "I wonder if God remembered me. I've been out on this water a long time." God remembered. And this was an act of God's purpose, an act of God's mercy, grace, an act of God's power, and an act of God's purpose. Now you think about it. Now we're all here tonight. But you know how many folks was left after God Almighty put Noah in that ark? There was Noah and his wife, his three sons, and their wives. That's it. We all came from Adam, that's right. But Noah came from Adam, and then we're here tonight. Because Almighty God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any of the usward should perish. God remembered Noah, and in remembering Noah, He remembered us tonight. And we're here tonight to remember Him in thankfulness. He's remembered us in mercy. He said, "This do in remembrance of me." Remembering God's mercy, remembering God's power, remembering God's purpose to a people. Remembrance. When Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Lord speaking, "This do in remembrance of me." That word remembrance is a word that means more than just to call to memory. I mean, I can remember some things, but this word is a word that means to call to mind with affection. We're here this evening remembering the Lord, remembering the mercy, remembering the grace of Almighty God. We love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. We remember that. You remember, if you have a heart of love for Christ tonight, He loved you first. Set His affection on you first. He remembered you in mercy first. All who believe Him tonight have a hope. Got a good hope. Solid hope. Solid foundation. Built upon Him who is the rock. That's how the Scripture describes Him. The rock, the foundation, solid. The very one who sat with His disciples on the night in which He was betrayed. That's the Messiah. That's the Christ. When we say the Christ, and we use that's His title, the Christ. That title, the Christ, actually means the union of both natures, divine and human, in the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, Sir God, Jesus, the man, Christ, the union. That's who we're remembering here this evening. The Master and the Savior. When the Scriptures sets forth the Lord Jesus Christ, we see Him as God we see Him as man. Almighty God must atone for sin. Who can forgive sin but God? Who can die but man? We remember that. He put away. We are sitting tonight, all that believe are sitting. Peace has been wrought by the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no fear of the sting of death, of the victory of the grave. Where's the sting? Where's the victory? We're here to remember Him. He remembered us. Reading the Scriptures concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. There He is, God. The firstborn of every creature. He's man. God, man. Remember that. The Lord Jesus is the one mediator between God and men. He is our only advocate. He's our only mediator. We have no other contact with Almighty God except by the way. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. Man by nature thinks, I'll just pray, I'll just speak to God, I'll just approach Him. No. He's a holy God of purer eyes than to behold evil. He won't look on iniquity. We remember Him. Thankful that Almighty God has given us the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was essential that Almighty God be made flesh. Why? To put away the sin. God just. The soul that sinneth is going to die. I've sinned against God. God's a just God. He's not going to sweep it under the table. He took my place. I say that, and even in saying it, I realize how little I think of that. And I hate that. I hate that. I know it's so. I realize He's put away my debt, put away my sin. And for that I'm thankful. But one day, as I've been studying here in the Scriptures, as we've been going through Revelation, I read of those before the throne, they cast their crowns before Him and cry, you know, worthy is the Lamb. Boy, in that day, they know it. They realize the fullness of it, Brother Scott. And I see, as I said last week, through a glass darkly. I know, but one day, I will know. See Him. Know Him as He is. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He said to the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins have been put away. Forgiven. What does it mean to forgive sin? What does it mean? I want to remember tonight Him who the Scripture says He has forgiven my sins. In Psalm 103, what does it mean to forgive sin? Knowing that God's just, knowing that God Almighty cannot just say, I'm not going to remember it anymore, we'll just forget about it. Knowing that that can't be the case, Psalm 103, verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. He has taken them away. How did He do that? The Scripture says, you know how He did it. The Scripture says, He hath made Him sin. Who knew no sin. that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He took it away. We say forgive, you know, forgive me. I think about the word forgive. I can forgive, but, you know, I don't forget. You've done something to me, you know, and I'll say, well, I forgive you, but I'm telling you, every time I see you, I remember it. You know, is that right? Well, might not be right. That's just the way it is. You know, I just don't forget. You don't either. Somebody, you know, well, I say, you know, I forgive you. Well, you know. But I remember back about 4 years ago, my God, has you put it away, cast it as far as the east is from the west. Look at Isaiah 38. Isaiah 38, verse 17. Isaiah 38, verse 17. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. How does God do that? Well, the only thing I can say is this. God said, for His people, He has. Cast the sins behind His back. Cast the sins as far as the east is from the west. Almighty God has, in mercy, remembered me. But not mercy at the expense of His justice. See, that's what I'm remembering. I remember that Almighty God has been just in putting away my guilt. They're not hanging out there, Mitch. They're not out there and somebody saying, you're just like everybody else. They hadn't been put away. They're still there. They hadn't been paid for. Yes, they have. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. Why? He put away my guilt. He paid the debt. He died under the wrath of Almighty God as me, made sin. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Divine, human, the government is upon His shoulders. Now concerning the blessed Messiah, you think about what He's done for us. We speak of His atoning mercy and grace, and how often we hear it, and we hear, and we hear, and we hear, and we long to hear. Lord, teach me tonight afresh. He has loved us with an everlasting love. Almighty God has obeyed His own law as our representative. Someone can say, do you truly believe that you obeyed the law of God perfectly? In my representative, I have. Yes, I have. Do you actually think that you're perfect? Nobody's perfect. In Christ I am. He said, that's arrogant. No, that's truthful. That's my hope. That's my hope. Paul says, in myself, in my flesh, I see no good thing. But in Him, there's no condemnation. None whatsoever. Purged our sins. Made sin for us. And right now, the Scripture says He ever liveth to make intercession for us. His own merit. His own blood. And the Scripture says that we're His temple. Know ye not, 1 Corinthians 3:16, that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Listen, we're coming together to eat tonight. Remember the Lord. But you know who's remembering Him? Sinners. Saved by the grace of God. Sinners. That's what. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. And Paul said, not of whom I was the chief, I am the chief. Sinners, saved by the grace of God. If there's a sinner here tonight, if there's a sinner here, and I think there is, we've got some sinners here, some sinners that long to remember Him, long to remember Him that's remembered them in mercy. Remember, He's coming back. He's coming back to receive us unto Himself. Until that date, by faith, we remember Him. And He said, this is the way that you do it. As often as you come together and eat this bread and drink this cup, He said, you do show the Lord's death until He come. Will the men come forward at this time?